where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
Lambton County Councilors looked over the 2024 draft budget for the first time together this morning. County Treasurer Larry Pilarchio presented the spending plan during a committee of the whole meeting. He says with new assessment growth of $1.42 million factored in, the net increase is 5.5%. He told council it's been a very difficult and challenging budget year for municipalities across Ontario, and Lambton County is no different.
We were challenged by COLA wage and benefit impacts across all service areas, escalating insurance cost pressures, particularly in social housing. We have interest rate impacts. We're not immune. On the positive side, we're generating more investment income because of our reserve fund levels. But on the flip side, our debt servicing costs have increased by approximately a couple $100,000 this year.
The budget, amounting to nearly $284 million, includes strategic investment in the county's number one priority, affordable housing. Pilarchio says it's recommended $3 million be added to the Affordable Housing Reserve Fund, $1 million more than last year. Lambton County's budget deliberations are scheduled for Wednesday, March 6th. Lambton County Library kicks off its third annual concert series with its first show tonight. The Georgian Singers are playing at the Sarnia Library Theater at 7. Spokesperson Adrian Liebert says there will be a variety of shows throughout the year.
We try to feature different styles of music of local musicians throughout Lambton County, and we try to spread out the concerts throughout the year as well, just keep things going, keep different events going throughout the year for people to join in on.
Registration is required and can be done on the Lambton County Library website. A 29-year-old Wallaceburg man wanted for failing to attend court has been arrested. Walpole Island Police released the man into Chatham-Kent Police custody yesterday afternoon. The man has been charged with resisting arrest, possession of stolen property, and robbery. He was assigned a new court date and released from custody. A 54-year-old man wanted after a weekend stabbing in St. Thomas has surrendered to police. Police say Jeff Church turned himself into St. Thomas Police yesterday. He was wanted since Saturday on charges of aggravated assault and assault with a weapon after a person was stabbed multiple times and taken to hospital with serious but non-life-threatening injuries. And for the first time, Stats Canada says there are more millennials than baby boomers in Canada. The new stat ends the 65-year reign of the post-Second World War generation as the largest cohort in the population. The federal agency says the average age in Canada dropped slightly between July 1, 2022 and July 1, 2023 for the first time since 1958. Cloudy with a 40% chance of showers this afternoon. Wind south gusting to 50, high of 9. Mainly cloudy tonight. 60% chance of showers, a low of plus 3. And a mix of sun and cloud expected on Thursday with a 40% chance of showers, high of 8. I'm Melanie Irwin.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.